All right, fighters, I'm excited to be with you here today. You know, you ever have one of those prospects? They call you up and they say, "Hey, I just need you to come out and give me some ideas. You know, can you just swing by? Can you just, leave a bid in the mailbox and look at my fence or whatever you might hear?" Like, you know, you're just on call, waiting for people to call so that you can run out and just, you know, frickin' beg for work. So one of our key fundamental things that we teach in our Contractor Sales Academy that I want to touch on today is one of the foundational mindsets is don't do free estimates. Stop doing them for free. Don't do consultations for free anymore. And a lot of our members end up selling jobs over the phone because they adopt some of the strategies that we teach and some of the things I'm even talk about here. Now, listen, I want to be very clear. The goal is not to sell the job over the phone. If you happen to sell a job over phone, that's great. Listen, we just had one of our members who's a home builder sell a $460,000 house. New home construction build. He's going to build a house for somebody for $460,000. He sold the job on the phone. And the only time he ever met them was to get together and sign the contract and get a deposit. And it was a series of, you know, two or three phone calls over the course of a week or so that added up to about two and a half hours of his life. All right. A lot of members will sell. I mean, I know another one of our members sold a $160,000 backyard renovation thing. We've got painting contractors selling, you know, $10,000, $12,000, projects on the phone. So sometimes you sell a job on the phone. But I want to be very clear that the goal here about what I'm going to talk about, not doing free estimates and our whole phone pre-qualification system and the way we teach people to sell, the goal is not to sell on the phone. The goal is to make sure that you never, ever, 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 ever go to somebody's home unless you're going to pick up a check. And that check is either a deposit check or it's a consultation fee check. Don't ever go to somebody's home unless there's a clear next step of what's going to happen. Because if they're just going to think about it after you have a conversation with them on the phone, then you can do that over the phone. You don't need to go out there. And now some of you right now are rolling your eyes and going, "Oh, this is a bunch of bullshit. You got to go out there and you got to touch the wall. I got to look at it. I got to this." Don't buy that bullshit. That's the fucking bullshit that's keeping every contractor poor. Because the average estimate takes a guy 3 to 4 hours of his life. By the time he drives there, drives back, tap dances in front of the customer, goes home, types the shit up, and then tries to follow up with people for 3 weeks when they're blowing them off because, you know, they're thinking about it. So don't give me this bullshit for the few of you right now, because you can tell it pisses me off. Don't give me this bullshit that this can't be done, because we're fucking doing it every day right now in our group. And there are guys that have their lives back. They're home at night. They're not out doing estimates, that they're at their kids' games, and they're putting another fucking $100,000 in their pocket every year because they're spending their time doing the things in the business that matter that are going to move the ball forward instead of running the fuck around doing free estimates for everybody. So if you're arguing with me in this podcast right now, kiss my ass, okay? Because it's happening. Hundreds of contractors all over the country right now are doing this, and they're taking back control of the sales process, because too long we've been everyone's little bitch because of fucking Angie's List and Home Advisor and all the third-party websites and all the HGTV shows and all this other bullshit that are educating the public on how you're supposed to treat contractors and all that stuff. So fuck that. Fuck that. No more of this bullshit of us being everyone's little bitch running around at their beck and call begging for fucking work. All right? Now I'm going to try not to say fuck anymore. So here's why you should stop doing free estimates. First of all, when you think of the definition of an estimate, I'm going to read it right out of the damn dictionary here. A rough calculation. Okay, roughly, to estimate, the verb means a roughly calculate or judge the value, number, quantity, or extent of. So this is an approximate guess. Okay, it's a ballpark. It's a range. Hey, I'm estimating the cost. So is that what you think most clients are asking for when they call you? Do they want an approximation or not? I don't know. Okay. Are they really looking for you to roughly calculate the scope and the cost of a job? No, because in their mind, they've been trained to go, an estimate means you come out there and you work up this quote and you type shit up and you hand them this pretty proposal on a pretty software and all this other bullshit. When in reality, what you've really given them is a consultation. Okay. When you go out there and the prospect wants to pick your brain and all your expertise, and then you promise them a price, that is a consultation or a promise. It is not an estimate. Okay. And so, listen, I can understand why a client wants to have an exact price and they want to know what things are in the cost and they're not going to be surprised. But the problem here right out of the gate is our terminology. So I want you to start truly being mindful of the language that you're using when a prospect calls you and they want, quote unquote, to come have you come out and give them an estimate. So there's some word tracks. One of the word tracks you can say, and we use all the time, and it saves people from running around. In fact, I used it the other day, is you can say, hey, you know, I'll role play it with myself here, right? Hey, we want to get a bid for some exterior painting. Hey, great. I'm super fired up that you called us and you're considering XYZ company, you know, my company to come paint your project. How'd you hear about us? How'd you find us? A little bit of small talk, warm it up, right? So, hey, listen, what's the occasion? Okay, we're going to dig for a little pain, dig for a little pleasure, find out their motivation for painting and some things like that. And at some point in this, guys, I'm going to say something to the extent of this. I'm going to say, Joe, Mary, Bob, whoever I'm talking to, hey, are we in the informational gathering phase right now? Or are we ready to just pull the trigger and get something on the schedule? And more times than not, they will tell me, hey, yeah, we're just gathering some prices right now. You know, you're the first guy we've actually talked to, and we're just trying to figure out what we need to budget for that. Well, hey, listen, great. That's super important for me to know because, you know, our estimates are free, but the way they work is, you know, you send me a picture or I pull your home up on Zillow or Google Earth or whatever. We have a conversation and I'll give you an approximate range within a few hundred bucks of what this might cost. That's how our free estimates work. Now, if you would like us to come out and when you're ready to take the next step and you've gathered some other estimates and proposals and some things like that, and if you think you might want to move ahead with us, then we have our on-site consultation where we work out all the details and some things like that. And then, you know, you're able to, you know, do your due diligence and you can compare and all that other stuff, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm going to jump out of role play. And those we do charge for, you know, $75, $25, $500, whatever the hell you want to charge, it doesn't matter. So guys, get the terminology right and get comfortable taking control of the sales process. See, listen, the contracting world industry has become experts at running around for free. And it's rooted, I believe, in two things. The first is fear. You're afraid you're not going to get the job. But here's the deal. If they can tell you no in the yard, they could have told you no on the phone. If they could tell you they need to think about it and talk to their spouse at the house while you're standing there, they can tell you the same shit on the phone. Okay, so stop being afraid and take control. All right, be forward thinking. Okay, the other reason that contractors have become experts at running around for free is we want to serve people. We're good people. We care. We want to win people over. We love what we do. We like building and fixing and all that other stuff. See, and we're afraid that we're going to lose the job if we don't go out there for free and show them all that we know. Okay? We also view running around for free as good customer service and going the extra mile and really serving. Okay? But unfortunately, most of us have wasted or waste massive amounts of time by giving free estimates. So how do you stop doing free estimates? First, get it through your head that you're in control. You are in control of the sales process. And embrace being different. Embrace being polarizing. Embrace standing out in an industry of a bunch of Me Too competition. We do free estimates. So do we. We don't take deposits. Neither do we. We're the lowest prices. So are we. And everyone's fucking racing to the bottom. Damn it, I said fuck again. All right. So Not doing free estimates, you guys, is one way. I'm actually in a good mood. I'm just a little feisty. Not doing free estimates is one way to stand out in a crowd of contractors who all look the same and sound the same to the client. So I encourage you to look for ways to be different. All right. So a couple of tactical steps. First, like I said, clearly define what an estimate is. Then spell that out when they call for their quote unquote free estimate. Ask them on the phone. So you just like a rough, hey, we want you to come out and give us an estimate on a deck. Oh, great. So you're looking for just a rough cost range of what it might cost you? Well, no, we wanted a price and, you know, all that other stuff of exactly what it's going to cost. Oh, I misunderstood you. So you're looking to have some consulting done where I'm taking the 20 freaking years of my wisdom and knowledge and how to not screw things up. I almost said the F word again. How to not screw things up and come out there and impart all my wisdom and experience and everything into you just so you can tell me, you know, you're twice the price or I'm going to think about it. Obviously, you're not saying all that, but in my head, that's what I'm thinking. So ask him on the phone. Hey, we were looking to get an estimate for painting. Oh, great. So you're just looking for a range. We could do that on the phone right now. All right. Take control. Clearly define what an estimate is. All right. Also, get clear on what a consultation is or this pricing promise that I've talked about and share it with the client. You know, maybe, hey, Mary, listen, thanks for, you know, sharing what you're thinking of doing for your home. I can help you with that, you know, one of two ways. The first is I can give you a price range over the phone right now, and you can figure if that fits within your range. And if, you know, and if you're willing to spend it, we can then take the next step. And the next step is our on-site consultation and pricing promise. This is a paid consultation where we provide you with our 20 plus years of knowledge and wisdom and all that other stuff to make your backyard or your kitchen or whatever, you know, be everything you want it to be. And we'll produce a formal scope of work, help with selections, and promise you a price. Which of those works for you? See, now I'm giving them control by taking control. Or that's flipped. I'm taking control by giving them, bracketing two things for them to basically choose from. And I'm taking control. I'm funneling down the way that my company sells. Okay? Another thing you could do tactically to help you stop doing free estimates is talk about the difference between estimates and consultations on your website. Use video content, you know, on your contact us page or your free estimate page or your estimate page, whatever you call it. When they click on it, have a video at the top with your beautiful smiling face with your pearly whites. And you go, hey, thanks for calling Bob's Bugs Be Gone. My daughter watched a show and that was the name of the guy's business in the show. It was some Disney show. Thanks for calling Bob's Bug. I'm just cracking myself up here. You know, and you got the video like, hey, I'm super excited that you want us to come out and look at your house. And listen, we want nothing more to come out and look at your house, you know, but we, you know, our process, you know, one of the reasons that we have so many happy customers, see guys, you gotta pitch this, right? You gotta market this. You gotta swing it and show that this is a good thing. So this is what I would say. I would go, yeah, and I've done this on the phone. I'm like, man, I'm so excited that you've called and you want us to come out and look at your house. And you know, and we'll get to that. But listen, before we do that, the first step is we have a 10 or 15 minute phone call to really try to understand what you want, you know, so you could help me see what you see so that you know, I can make sure that when I do come out there, that we're prepared, that we're on the same page, and that we know that hey, we're going to be a good fit together, and that's the right next step. Guys, when you do it with tact and empathy and enthusiasm, and you don't have the head trash, and you get rid of the fear, they eat out of your hands. And I don't mean that in like in a manipulative way. I just mean they're going, hey, that totally makes sense. Let's grab the phone. Listen, I had a prospect once and they were like, well, can't you just come out? I'm like, I could absolutely come out, but the last thing I want to do is charge you. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, we have a paid consultation. And you just told me you're just getting some prices right now. And so the last thing I want to do is take $100 from you when you're just getting a couple prices. You know, and that way you don't have to change your schedule or we don't have to work out a time. I don't need to be one of the other two or three or four people that you're waiting for. I could literally have you a number in the next 10 minutes if we have a conversation. And guys, you make it about them. because it is good for them too. You truly have to believe that. But listen, I know at the top of the show here today, I'm dropping F-bombs and I'm pissed because this is a hot topic. And I hear from contractors all over North America all the time giving me all the reasons why they can't do it. Yet those are the fuckers that are broke. Those are the guys that are never around their families. Those are the guys that after 20 years in the business are running around, they wake up and they realize they don't have anything to show for it. Yet then I turn around and I look at the guys that are embracing this and that are committing to being different and committing to taking control of the sales process, and their damn lives are changing, you guys. You know, here's what I totally unplanned. It's not even on the script I'm looking at right now, my notes. I remember one of my biggest struggles when I owned my painting company in Chicago years ago was I was like, I wish people could just hire me and get us in the house, because then they're really going to know how different we are. And I'm sure a lot of you guys know what I mean by that. Like, you have such a hard time differentiating yourself from your competitors. And I'm like, man, if we could just get in the house, if we could just get in there and do the work, they're going to see, you know, and until they do that, they're not going to see. Well, that's how I feel about our sales academy. I want you guys to see what the heck is happening in the lives of these other dudes and these men and women, you know, married couples that have been in business together for 15, 20 years, and they've been scratching by and they've got a couple hundred grand of debt and it's gone in a year and a half. And then they got money in the bank and now they can think about retirement or selling the business because they're taking control of what happens between their ears. So listen, I need you to trust me on this. Trust me on this, guys. Okay? Don't feel that you have to play the same games that all the other contractors play. Because here's a newsflash for you. You are not that damn charming. You are not that great. Oh, I'm really good with people. I'm really good in person. Guys, I'm really damn good with people and really good in person. And I still tap dance if I go out there without setting the table. Okay, without setting the terms of how my estimate process works. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're good with people because people buy for their reasons, not yours. And they might like you and you have a lemonade and you sit on the deck and smoke a cigar like I did with a guy once and have a couple bourbons. And I'm thinking, man, this is a closed deal, the greatest thing in the world. We're like best friends now. Then he goes into witness protection the minute I bring the price up and he's gone. Never hear from him again. So, guys, there's a different way. You don't have to play this game. Anyway, back to these tactical steps I'm talking about here of not doing for estimates. So I said, clearly define what an estimate is. Get clear on what consultation means. Talk about the difference of that stuff on your website. Don't tell people you don't want to come out. We don't come out unless you send us a picture. That is not the tone that you want to set. Okay? And I know in here when I kind of lose my shit, it sounds like that's the tone I'm telling you that we talk to people with, and it's not. It's, man, I'm so excited that you called and you would consider us for your project. I can't wait to come out and meet you. Hey, listen, the first step in this that helps us get lots and lots of happy customers like all those reviews you said you saw on Google is we have a process and our process works like this. You know, can you please text me a picture or upload it on my website? And as soon as I get it, I'll call you back. We'll have a 10-minute conversation. Or whatever, if you don't want a picture, don't want a picture, I did it with Google Earth the other day because they didn't send me a picture. So I made it easy for them. I'm like, what's your address? So anyway, last thing here for tactical steps, not doing free estimates. Make videos and content on your website where you educate people on what things cost and share them on social media. Share them on your blog. Then you can use those to send clients links as you have a free conversation with them on the phone before you both change your schedules around to meet each other. You know, how much does it cost to install a door? You know, somebody wants a door estimate and you're like, and that's the lead that comes in. And before you call them back, you go, oh, they're looking for a new door. So you grab the video that you shot. You grab the blog that you wrote. You shoot it in an email. And you say, hey, I'm looking forward to talking to you. I'll call you later today, but here's a quick video on what some of the things that we do cost. Here's an article that we wrote on what some things cost. Guys, educate people. And I think you'll find right there, you're going to weed a lot of tire kickers out just when you do that. All right? And I guess finally here, not doing free consultations or estimates is better for the client. Let me say that again. It is better for the client. It's not, guys, this is not just about you and your time and your money and your sanity and all that other stuff. See, I've talked to many homeowners that really don't want you to come over. Okay. You know, the last thing they want is to waste their time with a contractor who probably won't be a fit for them. In fact, when we poll prospects and we ask them after they hired us and some things like that, and our members in the CSA, they're like, hey, what were some of the reasons that you hired us? And they're like, you just made it really easy. Like, we didn't have to change our schedule around. You know, when that was so cool how you had us do a FaceTime and we walked through the house and showed you the things that we wanted fixed. You know, if you're a handyman and the next thing you know, you're like, yeah, it's going to be blah, blah, blah. And they're like, great. It was so easy. See, we're going to win their respect and appreciation when we have the guts to not just run out there when they call. When you have an open and honest conversation with them about what they want, what it's going to cost, they're going to thank you for not wasting their time. And this is better for the client. All right. So my challenge for you is to stop running around for free. Now, quick side note here. If you get off this and you're like, yeah, I'm not going to run around for free anymore. And then the next person that calls, you're like, you know, you totally bomb. That's absolutely normal because you haven't practiced this. You know, it's like if you swing your hammer with your right hand and then you start trying with your left hand, it's really awkward and you're going to suck at it for a while. Or I remember when I broke my collarbone when I was in the Marines on my dominant arm and I had to wipe my ass with my left hand. That's really creepy. Or try this today. Go brush your teeth and use your other hand. Okay. Well, guys, that's exactly what's happening when you're trying to learn a new skill. And so you're going to bomb. Okay. But when you commit to utilizing a screening process and like we teach and taking control of the sales process and sticking to the process through the good and the bad, you will eventually save more than 50% of your estimating time, and you're going to make more money. And a lot of guys can't figure that out. They're like, how do I not go out there and then I make more money? Last night I had one of our monthly contractor fight night training calls, and which you guys will hear more about in the future. And one of my CSA members was on there and he shared that out of every 100 leads he gets, he sells 20 jobs. And most sales training organizations are like, you need to raise your closing rate. You need to raise your closing rate. We teach guys to lower their closing rate. See, I'm being polarizing in my industry. I'm leading the way for you, showing you how to do this. But here's what we track. If I have 100, he has 100 leads coming in and I asked him, how many do you pre-qualify on the phone, you know, using our process? And he goes, 100. So every one of them. And I said, how many site visits do you do out of those 100? And he says, generally 20%. I said, and out of the site visits, how many do you sell? And he said, right now in 2018, he's 100%. We've got a guy who's been in our program for over 3 years. Every time he's gone to a home in the last 3 years, he's sold the job, collected a deposit check. He's 100%. That's what I'm talking about. Who gives a shit how many tire kickers you had to weed through on the phone? You want to make sure that when you go out there and you're standing in front of somebody, they're the best fit for you. And like I said at the top, often the byproduct of this pre-qualification system and some of the tactics and strategies that we teach and we drill into you, the byproduct is oftentimes you sell the job on the phone and they literally just give you a credit card number and you send a crew out or whatever it is for some sort of services. And you obviously do a pre-job visit and some things like that. Okay. But guys, the best thing is that you're only going to get in your truck and waste your gas and waste your time and all that other crap going out to see people that you've done everything you could do to make sure that they are the right person for you and you're the right person for them. So my question here for you today is, Travis, you bring the guitars in, is do you have the guts to not run around for free anymore? See you next time.